cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans at all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe.
Off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln. And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
Third down, Frost to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is on its way. The kick is good. Oh! Makes it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front. 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets the snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Dominican Sue?
The stadium is blowing up.
Welcome to Friday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Get a little football flair in the air. I think the fever is starting. It's one of those, the temperatures are starting to drop a little bit. You're starting to feel like it's Friday night. You drive by the campuses, the bands are starting to get out there, the kids are returning to school. It's just almost as if the stars are aligning.
Football's
things are coming
right
full circle. Football's right around the corner.
Feel it.
Right around the corner. 15 days till it is go time for your Nebraska Cornhuskers. A lot of football talk leading up to that. A lot of high school football talk leading up to that. On today's Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's actually out of the studio today. Took a quick trip to the Lincoln area. Played a little golf today.
Oh, he's on suspension.
We're having some fun with Doug. We were going to do that, but that would have been too mean.
He's not. He's just gone today.
He's just gone playing a little golf before the football season starts. By the way, yeah, we're just eight short days away from the start of the high school football season. All classes A and B get underway. Week zero games amok. Kearney and Grand Island, kind of the one that highlights the action in the Tri-Cities. So looking forward to that. Doug is out today. Really got a wide open show for you. You want to talk football, we'll talk football. You want to talk Nebraska Villains and carry that talk over to today, be more than happy to talk Nebraska Villains with you. Had a lot of emails sent in yesterday. A lot of great people chiming in there. Some funny ones along with some real ones. I don't think Joe Daly's really a Nebraska Villain. I think Joe Daly tried as hard as Joe Daly tried.
Something we do have for you coming up a little later on the show, though. Big 12 preview does continue today. You guys have a chance
Dave
to
Brown.
Talk with Dave Brown from ESPN, so we'll have that coming up a little later as well. But other than that, you said it, Daddy. The show is wide open. So.
Plus, we're giving away things today, Derek.
Oh, we are. We're giving away stuff. The Garage, the new bar here downtown in Kearney, they have a show coming up on Tuesday with Walter Trout and the Radicals. Walter Trout, a very legendary guitarist there, and we'll have some of his music coming up a little later. Chance for you to win tickets as well, so plenty of chances there coming up on Tuesday, so we'll have that for you as well.
So preseason football rolls on. Tom Brady gets blasted. Said the first game he played in, the offensive line did such a great job he didn't get touched. Well, he got touched last night. Guy comes out the corner, hammers him, gets his first taste of the grass or of the natural, artificial, whatever you want to call it, turf in the face, which is good to see. Peyton
Not
Manning.
Sure who 91 is there for the Bengals, but boy, did he get around the right tackle of the Patriots awfully quick and put a licking on. When you're a Bills fan like me, you love to see Tom Brady just get the heck beat out of him every single week. So
obviously Derek's going to be chiming in the whole hour. Derek's a Bills fan.
Absolutely.
You told me before the show the Bills have the longest playoff drought.
Yeah, they're one of like three teams, I think, in the league that have the longest playoff drought.
2000.
Yeah, I think 2000 was the last time they were in the playoffs.
They going to make the playoffs this year?
Ugly. No. Probably not. They have that terrible division with the Patriots every single year. And ever since Tom Brady, obviously. And remember Drew Bledsoe going down and everyone's like, who's the seventh round pick, Tom Brady? Yeah. Yeah, ever since then, Buffalo has been relegated to third and fourth in the division basically every single year, and this gets tired of watching. Last year they started off the season 4-0, 4-1 if you count week 5 there when they lost that, and I was thinking, heck, 4-1, how can you miss the playoffs? And yeah, they missed.
Andre Smith, Michael Crabtree, the only two people to remain unsigned.
Aaron Maben was on that list, the Penn State defensive end, but the Bills did just sign him this morning. He was the 11th pick, signed to a 5-year contract there. But you said it, Daddy, Andre Smith with the Bengals, Michael Crabtree still waiting to be signed as well.
People remember Andre Smith because he ran the 40 with his shirt off.
Yeah.
I look good next to him with my shirt off.
Well, and there was even discussion about how he might not, he had to withdraw for a little while because he didn't have his things in order, apparently. I'm not sure what the whole story was there, but for a while he fell off people's draft boards before the draft, but apparently got everything under control, and now him and Crabtree, how do you, I don't understand.
Crabtree's
a head case. The guy's a head case. He wants as much money as Darius Hayward Bay. All right, Crabtree, you might have put up better numbers in college, you might be the better receiver, but he was drafted in front of you, period. He's going to make more money than you.
What does he want? You know, they talk about him all through college demanding things and getting things, whether it was food, whether it was apparel for him to wear, had to have this, had to have that. The 49ers do research on people like that. They had to know that about Michael Crabtree.
And the whole, I mean, obviously his agent came out and said it wasn't true, but the whole, I'll sit out a year and re-enter the NFL draft, worst idea ever. Worst idea. What's the NFL, Daddy? It's a show-me-now league. It is a show-me-now. You take a year off and you see how fast people forget about you and look at the new crop of receivers coming out of school that have been playing and didn't take a year off.
It's never happened
before. No. Terrible idea. You get a contract signed, period.
Just get in there, prove what you can do, and the money's going to come. The money will come. No doubt about that. Obviously, I think Michael Crabtree is the one that everybody just still shaking their heads. Just, you cannot believe that he is not in camp.
And Mike Singletary, you saw what he did to Vernon Davis last year. That could be a...
How do you not even show up for camp and you're in the doghouse already? And one of those deals, Mike Singletary, it's not like you're in the doghouse for 2-3 days with him.
Yeah, speaking of someone not showing up for training camp, but getting a starting job, Brett Favre.
Gonna start.
Yeah, it's what he's the only guy. See, we just talk about Michael Crabtree missing camp, And oh, how can you do that? How can you miss camp? Brett Favre missed. He's the only player that gets a pass in this situation. Ah, you're Brett Favre. You can be wishy-washy all through. I'm not sure if I want to come back or not, Coach. Is training camp over? Oh, it is? Yeah, you know what? I think I'll play. I'll be on a jet up there tomorrow, so just have a locker ready for it. Are you kidding me? Come on.
I think he's deserved that, Derek. Derek and me are probably as far ends of the spectrum as one could be on this subject, because I think Brett Favre has probably proven enough in the NFL. I don't think he needs to put in the time.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the show me now league. He threw 22 picks last year. 22 touchdowns to go with 22 picks, but if you take away the 6 touchdown game he had, he's well over on picks than he is on touchdowns. So, I don't know. It'll definitely be an interesting season to watch. I'm on the bandwagon that he's not going to do so well, and maybe not so much sully his legacy, but I don't know, all this waffling and retiring. I think it's left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. I don't, you know what, if you're going to play. If you don't want to show up for training camp, then just don't show up for training camp.
Yeah, just say you're not going to show up for training camp.
So that's fine. Then, you know, so there's a lot of football talk going out. I think if you're a Central Nebraska fan out there and you cheer for the local kids, you might want to pick up today's Lincoln Journal star, Brandon Crick. Not Brandon Crick.
Yeah, he's the golfer.
Yeah, he's Crick. Not Brandon Crick. Talking about the other Crick, the starting tackle, Jared Crick from Cozad.
Not Brandon.
No. Brandon's not near as tough as Jared. kind of getting in that defensive line role and really has solidified himself as that one to start next to Big Sue on the defensive line. So Brian Rosenthal wrote an article, front page of Sports there, a good article about Brandon. Got a lot of quotes from him. So check that out.
Jared Crick, he could be one of those X factors, because when you talk about being right next to Ndamukong Suh, you're going to have that Suh effect where he's going to be getting doubled a lot. You're probably going to be getting a lot of single coverage there. So you could see Crick really come out and do his own this year if he's working on, you know, one guy the whole season. So
hey, yeah, look for a statistical machine. Could be. He could put up a lot of numbers. Also, if you're going to get away from football for a minute, Derek, Insane Bolt is he's being referred to.
He's got to be on something, right?
They get tested too much.
Yeah, you're right. They do. But, wow, I mean, that guy is insane.
Folks, I
shaved 11 hundredths of a second off of his previous record and just blew the field away. You see, you have the USA Today sitting over there, and on the front of the sports page, it has a still shot of him crossing the finish line, and he is leaps and bounds ahead of the field.
5-7 yards.
Yeah, I'd say about 6 or 7 yards, just killing him. Unreal.
All right, I'm going to give you a moment of silence. You just think about this if you're out there in the listening area, you're driving around. How many different things? How long does it take you to do different things in 19 seconds? All right, go.
About that.
He just ran 200 meters.
Yeah, he just ran over 2 football fields, just like that.
There's like 4 of you out there that go, something wrong with my dial and volume. No, that was 19 seconds. 94% of you out there didn't even.
Yeah, a lot of us wouldn't even made it. A lot of us would have fell down after about 120 or 130.
That's 19 seconds. He ran 200 meters. Where does this end for him? Many people think he can get to the 18s.
This is the evolution of sport. We've seen it in all the other sports. Athletes getting more athletic, athletes becoming faster, can jump higher, can do a lot of things that, I mean, look at Michael Phelps, how he
stronger.
Absolutely demolished all of of Spitz's records and just set all. It's the evolution of sport. And with the technology, with the different supplements, different nutritional things you can do with your body, the training you can do nowadays, I wouldn't say that a sub-19-second mark wouldn't be out of the question for him.
But
he's 23 today, right?
Right.
Last night was on the eve of his birthday, I think they said on the telecast. So today it's His 23rd birthday. He's got a couple of years ahead of him here where he can still run pretty well.
But to do that, don't you have to be pushed in some manner? You've got to think that if you're going to run the fastest time that you could ever run and push your body to limits, the body only goes so far. It's right. Not this week. I mean, it just takes a certain amount of time to get from point A to point B.
Usain Bolt, though, he seems very confident in his abilities. He seems very, you know, obviously all the guys are running for their country. He's got a lot of people backing him. He's one of the, heck, he's probably the star. You'd think of Jamaica now, right? He's got to be.
Well, you also think
right
of...
Right up there with Bob Marley, probably.
I think, help me out there, track fans, 1-888-455-3776, but I believe last night, Bermuda, somebody won the hurdles from Bermuda, the first time ever their country had a world champion.
Wow.
This guy actually went to Barton County Community College in Kansas. I'm not making that up. I actually turned it over to Versus and watched the race and then watched some of the high jump. And I believe it was Bermuda, and I believe it was the hurdles. And I can guarantee you the kid went to Barton County Community College in Kansas, right south of Nebraska, on a track scholarship.
Daddy, Bermuda consists of 138 islands with a total area, are you ready for this, 20.6 square miles. Not a lot of land there. You're awfully close to the ocean on a lot of those islands.
I'm sure it's Bermuda.
Wow.
Look up track and field championships. Let's see if we can find this guy. Barton County Community College. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Going into break, though, we're gonna give you a chance to win.
Yeah, we got some tickets here. We have several pairs of tickets to the Garage coming up on Tuesday. The Garage, the new one, not Daddy's Garage, not my Garage. No. The Garage, the new bar downtown Kearney. They got legendary guitar player Walter Trout and the Radicals right here on 25th, which is coming up on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Tickets are going to be $15. They're available at pickmytickets.com. Walter Trout and the Radicals. We have tickets we're going to be giving away here through Tuesday. So we have a pair of tickets. Let's go fifth caller. You want to go fifth caller?
Let's go third caller.
Third caller? Daddy changed it up on you. Third caller gets a pair of tickets to the Garage to see Walter Trout and the Radicals coming up on Tuesday, 9 p.m. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
$8,000. I bet you thought the government stimulus package would never affect you. But if you're thinking about buying your first ever home, how does $8,000 in tax credit sound? And where will you start shopping for that new home? Let me suggest a place that already has homes priced lower than you would have ever imagined. Welcome to Eagle Crest Homes, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. And I should point out, the stimulus package is going to end soon, so for further information, call Jim or Brad at Eagle Crest Homes, Grand Island, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fawner Park.
Best bet for weekend fun and food. Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on nationwide thoroughbred racing, 11:40 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. 20 tracks, including Saratoga, Del Mar, and Columbus. Plus, enjoy keynotes, snacks, full dining and bar, and the out-of-this-world prime rib weekend special. Relax in cool comfort at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
For 5.5 months, the sporting nation has been gripped by a depression of epidemic proportions. Not an economic downturn, it's a matter of withdrawal.
Football withdrawal.
But the Huskers are coming out of hibernation. So are the Sooners, the Longhorns, the Lopers, and Broncos. Rejoice, dear college football fan, because summer camps are opening up for Pat, Pop, and Covered. Keep it tuned to the station that's talking football every day of the year. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times. Clear skies continue tonight with a low around 50. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 63.
Welcome back, Doug and Daddy Show. Sumner, Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I know there's a lot of football talk, and football talk means one thing, and that's tailgating. Well, Troutman's wants you to know they've got all the fresh brats. Try the jalapeno, try the pineapple, try the Polish kielbasa. Fresh summer sausage and snack sticks still available like they have been all summer. Folks, but are you really ready to tailgate? They give you the ground chuck patties all ready for you. Whether you want them a quarter pound, whether you want them a third pound, whether you want them a half pound.
But got to get the half pounds.
For the big daddy size.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You know what? You can just plug the Green Mountain Grill in. Talk to Kerry about that. You know what? You go in there, you're not really looking for a grill. You may leave there with a grill because this is a new innovation, and it's coming to Troutman's. It's already at Troutman's. Kerry's tried it. Kerry loves it. He's going to give you a sales pitch over there, and he loves the Green Mountain Grill, and you should too. USDA certified Angus beef, all there, all the quality steaks you need. Pick up a meat and cheese tray, whatever you need for your tailgating needs. Hey, check out the seafood selection as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore. Little note, due to current construction on Highway 30, hey, they're doing it as fast as they can. You got to bear with it.
Just a little detour, though.
If you're coming east, all you got to do is turn at McDonald's, go south, come in through the alley at the Emerald Apartments, loop right into Troutman's. Kerry's waiting for you there. Check them out today or this weekend as they're open on Saturdays. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Give us a call on the show, 1-888-455-3776. That's 1-888-455-ESPN. Got some stuff coming up a little later on. Dave Brown from ESPN. You guys got a chance to catch up with him down at Big 12 Media Days. We'll continue our Big 12 preview coming up a little later with that. But we did give away a pair of tickets to see Walter Trout and the Radicals. They're coming to the Garage. Right here in Kearney, that's downtown, the new bar, The Garage, downtown Kearney, August 25th, that's Tuesday, at 9 p.m. Tickets, $15, available at pickmytickets.com. We made Aaron from Kearney a winner of two tickets. More chances for you to win coming up a little later on the show today, Monday and Tuesday. So, it's Walter Trout right here for you. Good stuff.
Oh, very nice.
To go down there and have a few beverages and check out the show on Tuesday.
There you go. Great opportunity. I expect several names like a Walter Trout to be coming to the Garage, a fabulous, fabulous new bar. Those guys, if you're into cars, if you're into old memorabilia from gas stations and whatnot, just stop down, check out the Garage. They've got it jam packed in there. A great looking bar, great looking upstairs, downstairs, what have you. It's a new bar in downtown Kearney. It's sort of right directly south of Mona, the art museum. So check that out today. A little more football talk before we get to Dave Brown, Derek. Mentioned Bob Jensen's Huskerland prep report was out. Andrew Rodriguez on the cover. Did make Andrew look mean, by the way. Bob was talking about that.
Yeah. Husker recruit.
All the top tens are out. We did not go over any of them or get a chance to go over any of them.
Area kids on there. Quite a few.
I'm talking the top 10 for the teams.
Ah, I see.
In Class A, Grand Island, the only area team. Obviously, Kearney must be right outside of that because I think that should be a great ball game. They are in the eighth spot with Millard South and Omaha North, 1 and 2, in Bob's Class A top 10. Bob's Class B top 10, the defending champion Aurora Huskies with Andrew Rodriguez lead the way there. Followed by Omaha Scott, Waverly, Beatrice. Then number 5, Bob has McCook. The powerhouse machine, Bob thinks they're going to drop off a little bit. Also in there from the area, at number 8, Adams Central. So look for the Patriots to make some noise. Class C1 top 10. At number 1, Bob has Boys Town, his number 1 team. Followed right behind by St. Cecilia. Number 3, Pierce. Number 4, Norfolk Catholic. Number 5, Crofton. And then number 9 and 10 have Gothenburg and Grand Island Central Catholic, respectively. Well, so
St. Cecilia up there at 2nd, and then no more area teams until 9 and 10, huh?
That's the way it looks in C1.
Talk to Bob here.
Yeah.
What's going on over there in the worldwide headquarters in Central City?
All your hate mail should go directly to the worldwide headquarters in Central City. Class C2 top 10 at number 1. Fremont Bergen tops Class C2, followed by Hardington Cedar Catholic, the Blue Hill Bobcats at number 3, at number 7, Ravenna, and number 10, Cambridge. So Cambridge rounding out the top 10 there. Then we drop to the eight-man ranks in Class D1. Howells, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, here's the deal.
You just pencil them in on top for the most part every year, right?
Yeah, I mean,
pencil them in. Heck, get a Sharpie.
Axtell, right, yeah, Axtell number 2, Palmer number 3, Maxwell number 4, Giltner number 5, Overton and Burwell 9 and 10. So several area teams there. They're all going against that monster though when they get to Lincoln, so they can battle off, win the West all you want. You're still ending up with Howells, and yep. it's well, what do you do? What do you do? You got to play your best game and hope maybe they have an off night. But nonetheless, yeah, if you had to pick one team in the state who you just definitely will take home that state title right
Howells.
Now, Howells is that team. In Class D2, Humphrey St. Francis at number 1. 2 is Ewing. 3 is Bloomfield. 4 is Pleasanton. 5 Hampton. 6 Anselmo Myrna. 7 Hayes Center. Those are the teams. Some of those not even Hayes Center and Anselmo Myrna will be on the very, very far outskirts of our listening area. But Pleasanton and Hampton, 4 and 5, respectively, in D2. So I thought I'd give you a quick rundown of maybe where your area team ranks in Bob's 2009 preseason top 10s. And obviously, those will change the first couple of weeks. And maybe more injuries happen over the summer that we don't know about this time. But I think that's where most of the shakeup comes. Those first 3 weeks, there's some teams little come out of nowhere, make some noise. Some teams are up there, think they're going to be making some noise. A couple of injuries, they go the other way. So
it's always interesting to see how the season usually plays out. Obviously, like you just said, Daddy, the injury bug can come up and really bite anybody. So we'll see. But Huskerland Prep, obviously, you can pick up the issue. Hastings bookstores, I believe, carry it. Or you can head online. I think he's got his online deal set up and everything, huskerlandprep.com. So
Bob don't mess around.
He don't mess around. He knows what's going on. Hey, some Husker notes here. Do you know Kevin Dixon? You remember Kevin Dixon? Vaguely?
Yes, I do remember Kevin Dixon.
He's playing
Dixon.
For Troy now. Know that? Troy defensive tackle Kevin Dixon is getting a fresh start. The former Nebraska starter who was kicked off the team following an arrest for public urination and marijuana possession. You remember him now?
Well, who hasn't done that? They have to give you a ticket for that.
Yeah, he transferred to Troy and sat out last season under NCAA transfer rules. Now he's a starter again. So Dixon says he's humbled by the whole experience and he learned a whole lot and blah, blah, blah. And now he's going to start for Troy. So,
well, good for him, hopefully.
Don't pee in public.
No, how you learn that lesson the hard way.
And don't carry marijuana around with you either. That's not good.
Only if you're picking it up to get it off the streets for police.
that's what it was, wasn't it?
The only reason it's ever good to pick up a joint is if you're helping clean up your city's parks and playgrounds. Pick it up and take it to a trash can or trash receptacle near you.
Now, some football a little closer to home. The UNK football team opens up their season Saturday, August 29th at Wayne State, and UNK Athletics has scheduled a fan bus to head up there. So if you want to head up on a fan bus, you can start planning now for that. It's going to depart from the College of Education parking lot just west of the Health and Sports Center at 1 p.m. on the 29th. That's Saturday, the day of the game. $28 package gets you round-trip transportation and the game ticket. Game time is set for 6 p.m. at Wayne. Wayne's supposed to be a good team this year, so that should be a heck of a game up there at Wayne. So
yeah, Wayne was one of those teams in the past that you just chalked up to Wendell Loper.
Not anymore.
Not anymore is exactly right. And well, and that Fluellen,
yeah,
Silas
Fluellen
had a lot to do with that.
He's developed into quite a player. I got to see him his freshman year, and he looked. He started as a freshman and looked pretty good as a freshman, and he's developed quite a bit since then. So
kind of bounced around from Husker notes to UNK notes, but Eric Martin, the true freshman, has moved from the Mike linebacker spot to the buck. They just think that that's a position maybe easier to understand and learn and maybe get him on the field more. Derek, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, heading into this break, we got more Walter Trout and the Radicals
tickets. Yeah, should we give away some more tickets? Oh, we already gave away some to Aaron and Kearney. Let's give away a few more. Walter Trout and the Radicals going to be at the Garage downtown Kearney August 25th. That's Tuesday at 9 p.m. Tickets are $15 at pickmytickets.com. But we got a pair free for you if you want them. So give us a call. We'll give them away. Let's do fourth caller this time.
Sound all good? Right, fair enough.
Fourth caller, a pair of tickets to Walter Trout and the Radicals coming up at the Garage on Tuesday. We'll be back with Dave Brown of ESPN here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times. Clear skies continue tonight with a low around 50. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Doug out today. Me and Daddy hanging in studio. And our Big 12 preview continues here. We've talked with a lot of coaches, a lot of media people, a lot of players. Doug and Daddy did down at when they were at Dallas Big 12 Media Days. Now we catch up with Dave Brown of ESPN. Our Big 12 preview brought to you by Dyna-Grow. Dyna-Grow Seed has Smart Stacks corn hybrids in their starting lineup. Smart Stacks, the agriculture industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Dyna-Grow offers Smart Stacks that combines 8 corn traits to provide farmers with the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. Contact your local Dyna-Grow representative to find out more about Dyna-Grow Smart Stacks hybrids that are now available in your field.
Big 12 Media Days continue here at Irving, Texas, and Daddy, a lot of the folks have been through, still a few more to go, but this time around we're not going to be talking with an individual player. We're going to get an overview right now with the czar that is.
Well, Dave Brown from ESPN joins us, and Dave's covered more than one media day. Dave, first of all, how does Big 12 Media Days compare to so many others around the country?
Well, Tony, they're all pretty much the same. I mean, everybody brings two players, and the coaches come, and then the media descends in and peppers everybody with questions. So in that sense, they're all good. But I think, obviously, the Big 12 special this year, just coming off a tremendous year they had last year. So always great to be here.
Dave, can this year's Big 12 live up to what we saw last year? It looks like in the South it might be able to.
you know, Doug, it'll be it's from a television perspective, the limited perspective of television. And I told the guys this in the meeting in Colorado in the spring. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a conference on the ABC front that put the numbers up last year that the Big 12 did for us. I think they were five out of our seven highest-rated windows. They had more full national games than ever before. And obviously coming down the stretch in November with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and then Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech was our highest-rated game of the year. They really just dominated the month of November on the ABC television network on Saturday night. It'll be hard to top, but I think with the cast of players that are coming back, led by Sam Colt and guys like that, anything is possible. And then you throw Todd Reesing in right behind him in Bo's second year at Nebraska, and it'll be great. Plus what's going on in Stillwater, obviously. Hey, Zach Robinson may be 3, 4, or 5 on the depth chart at quarterback for the conference, but I think everybody knows what he can do. You throw him in there with Kendall Hunter and Dez Bryant, and that's something that they could be a force to be reckoned with. If they get by that Georgia game, they could come cruising home on October 31st playing Texas, and they may not have lost a game, and then we'll just go right through the same type of cycle that we did last year from a television perspective coming down the stretch in November.
Dave Brown from ESPN joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, nationally, give us your overview. You've got a chance to, obviously, the SEC media days have wrapped down. I think Florida once again becomes that prohibitive favorite. From our standpoint, really, it looks to be Texas-Oklahoma winner and Florida. Is that the obvious rematch?
Well, that's the obvious rematch on paper, but everybody knows how tough it is to repeat. And everybody will be gunning for Florida. Certainly, they have a tremendous wealth of resources, especially when you're led by Tim Tebow. And he's the same type, obviously. Those three guys, when you talk Colt, Sam, and Tim, certainly give those three teams an incredible leg up. But everybody knows there's always a team that will come out of the woodwork who you just do not expect to get in the mix. 2 years ago in Kansas City, who would have thought on Thanksgiving Saturday night that you would have had number 4 Kansas against number 2 Missouri? Nobody predicted that when we got going at the beginning of the season, not even close. So, I mean, you're thinking, hey, maybe that's just a game for the North title, and then it had huge national championship implications. So those are always the stories that just come out of the woodwork that we really love to follow.
Well, who's that team? Who's that team, Dave?
Well, I think you got to look at Oak State could possibly be that team. I mean, they if they can get by Georgia, then Texas comes in, and then in the games in Stillwater, if they got them, and then obviously they have Bedlam after that. But certainly offensively, they have the skill players to make a difference. That's one team. But, hey, I think I was telling Todd, recent game days never been to Kansas before. But look what happens if you take a look at their first 6 games before Oklahoma comes in on the 24th. They probably have a shot to win those first 6 games. And then it just becomes a momentum thing, and then anything can happen once a team gets hot like that. That's what separates this sport from every other sport in the world. It just goes week by week, and you never know what's going to happen on a given Saturday.
Dave Brown from ESPN joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days. Dave, I guess the Vogue pick is you can't ever leave out USC, so let's just throw them in the discussion. If it's not Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, if it's somebody else, and we'll throw USC, you got 4. Who else could be there at the end of this season? Is there somebody that we're leaving out?
You always got to look. Obviously, any time Pete Carroll puts a football team on the field, you always got to consider USC. And I know they lose a lot of guys on defense, but people always tell me
they're all 5-star.
Yeah, no. The people always tell me, hey, the guys that aren't playing are just as good as the guys that are playing. So they just haven't seen the field yet. But obviously, if they get by the second week in Ohio State, they could go on a roll. But I think the same thing. You know, watch out. Penn State lost a lot of guys, but Ohio State, if one of those two can get by, especially for Ohio State, if they get by USC, they might be able to go on a run. Penn State, I think, has a pretty favorable schedule. I'll throw out 2 sleepers that I've been touting a little bit, and these are off the chart guys a little bit, but I would tell you NC State, really good quarterback, and nobody's going to talk about him, and nobody's going to throw him in the top 25 to begin with, but watch out for them because this kid Russell Wilson is really good. They would have probably beaten Rutgers pretty handily if he played the whole game in the bowl game in Birmingham. And literally, they have a shot to go into, I think, a Florida State game on October 31 undefeated. So they're somebody, just keep your eye on them a little bit, totally off the radar screen. Nobody would talk about them. And I think Baylor this year is going to win more games. Obviously, I mean, Art was here today. He'd be the first to tell you they're probably not going to, wouldn't be in the national championship race. But I think Baylor with Robert Griffin, Phil Taylor, transfer from Penn State, defensive lineman, really a good player. Art came up to Bristol and talked to me about him. I just think they're a guy this year that will win more games than what people will think and will be a tough game in the Big 12 when people have to play him.
Dave, we still talked about Baylor today, and Doug asked me, Tony, what's different about Art Briles? We thought those last two or three coaches, in talking to them, the confidence was there, everything was there. Art Briles, he seems different, though. What is that difference?
You know, Tony, I never played the sport, and I don't know much about it. I watch a ton of it on television, but all I know is when Art coaches a team, they do well. He gets results from them, and he did a really good job at Houston. And now this will be his second year at Baylor. And the first time I saw Robert Griffin play, we had him on against UConn last year, and I just said, wow, where did this guy come from? You can just tell, even somebody that doesn't know much about football, I can just tell from watching the kid play, he's something special. So when you see a guy like that, and they had some other good playmakers too, guys like that just jump out at you. But the same kid, Russell Wilson from NC State, people may not have seen him much, but, boy, once you see this kid play, he's accurate as hell. He can make plays with his feet, and he's just a guy that just keep an eye on him. And Tom O'Brien always gets good results out of his teams as well.
Dave Brown from ESPN joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for another great season of college football. Give the fan out there something that they made. You threw out College Game Day. You threw out maybe where the games go, how you decide. The Big 12 was so great last year. They were easy decisions to put them Saturday night on ABC. Give us a little insight of behind the scenes what the fan doesn't know about how these things take place.
Well, I think the one thing I can tell you is in this sport, you can never pencil anything in. And that's something we literally will not put a game on ABC until we can hedge away all the schedule risk. And if somebody, we always anticipate that even though on paper we think the team will absolutely walk over the team the week before, we just never take it for granted. And when we need to, we just set ourselves up with a backup plan to move a game elsewhere on our schedule if somebody loses the week before. That's just something we do. For instance, last year's Missouri-Texas game, and we did a full national game last year with it. But, and Missouri lost it, and Oak State came in and beat them in Columbia in a close game. But, you know, if Texas had lost too, we would have just moved that game to the 3:30 window and put it in a regional and brought something else in prime time. So that's something we really have to be careful with, because everybody thinks, oh, you know, Missouri playing at home, Chase Daniel and Jeremy Macklin, all those guys, oh, don't worry, Oak State won't be a problem. And then you could tell in the first 10 minutes I'm watching the game, I'm just sitting there going, hey, we're in for a dogfight here. You know, certainly we would have loved it if we had two undefeated teams coming down in Austin and Chase Daniel coming back to Texas, but boy, it doesn't work that way. And I've learned that never, ever, ever, you just expect the unexpected, take no score for granted, because you'll get burned if you do. That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah. We have to really hedge our bets.
Do you ever take a peek at that latest line and see which game maybe separates itself? Does that ever come into
account? No. You know, Tony, the only reason I always go down, and whenever USA Today comes out on Wednesday or whatever,
right,
and they put the lines in the paper, I just go down to – I just look at them to see – what the quote-unquote professionals think about how close the game might be. That's all I look at it for. I say to myself, wow, we got 9 games on this weekend, and 8 of them had spreads of 6 or less, which hopefully means we're going to have a good weekend. I mean, but also I've seen spreads in there of 24 and stuff like that, and that doesn't deter us, because we never worry about that, because we've just seen things that you would have never have expected to happen, and the game turns out so much closer than what you would think.
If we'll let you out of here with this one, Dave. If you could take game day someplace it hasn't been, you want to be, but you're just waiting for that team to be better. I mean, I know Vanderbilt was popped up here not too long ago. You know, and there's always one little niche different thing that you guys. Well, there's nobody great. Let's go do a Columbia or let's go to a division. Is there some place you haven't been you want to be?
Well, there are two places. We haven't been to West Virginia ever. Now I don't know if that'll happen this year. We have never been to Army Navy. And I think the thing that comes out about that a little bit more this year is actually the game's 1 week later. It's not on Championship Saturday. It's on the second Saturday in December now. So Army-Navy's one we always look at. But, you know, Doug, we love to take it where we've never been, like Vandy last year. You always want to find somebody to give you a reason to come when you haven't been there. And certainly KU this year could be somebody, hey, well, we made it to Kentucky. Nobody thought we'd ever make it there. We made it to Vandy. It'd be great to get KU on. I'm trying to think. We made it to Texas Tech last year. Yeah. And obviously that was a no-brainer. But we had never been to Lubbock before. So it's always great when we can get the show out to a new site that hasn't had it before. That's just something we always like to do because everybody, we're lucky enough, everybody wants to have us, and we feel great when we're lucky enough to take it somewhere where they haven't had us yet.
You continually shake your head at the fan support out there.
It's great. We're thankful to the fans. They make the show. We're lucky enough to be along for the ride, but there's no show that's more fun to watch just in terms of the great fan support we get, and the fans really make the show for us.
Well, if Blackledge gets tired of eating on Friday nights, Tony can be your replacement right
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, and I know he'll find the restaurants in every city, that's for sure.
Dave Brown from ESPN with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, we appreciate the time once again. You guys keep up the great work.
Doug and Tony, thank you so much. All the great fans in Nebraska, thanks for watching us.
Dave Brown was a super good guy to talk to, super good guy to just sit down with. You did just hear story after story from Dave. He's one of those fun guys we see every year, Big 12 Media Days. Hope you enjoyed that. Brought to you by Dynagro today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, we need to take our last break here before we get out of here, though. It's lunchtime.
It is lunchtime, and you can head over to the Chicken Coop. They've got all your lunch favorites over there. You want a salad, you can get a salad. You want wings, you can get wings, burgers, steaks. They serve their dinner menu all day as well. So if you want the peppercorn steak, you can go get that. If you want the wings, you can go get salad. You can go get that. Anything. You have Chislix, too. You know, have you had the Chislix yet?
You can get them as hot as you want because you put them in any wing sauce.
Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips with your favorite wing sauce. As Daddy mentioned, you can get them searing hot. You can get them with the hottest wing sauce. You can get them with the mild stuff. Your choice. You can add your favorite side dish for just $6.99. So a great deal there. And of course, when you go to the Coop, they have all of the Major League Baseball on this time of year that you can catch. They've got all the sporting events on all their great HD TVs there as well. So you want a burger, you want a steak, you want cheese balls of cheese. Outstanding stuff there. Head over to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Another chance right now for you to win some tickets to go see Walter Trout and the Radicals at the Garage, downtown Kearney, coming up Tuesday, August 25th. That's going to be a 9 p.m. show. We've got two more tickets to give away right now to the third caller. Give us a call right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1-888-455-3776. That's 1-888-455-ESPN.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Golick, do you notice anything different about me?
Did you part your hair in a different way or spend more time in the makeup chair?
No and no. I'm wearing the new Hanes Lay Flat Collar undershirt. Notice how the Lay Flat Collar isn't distracting from my periwinkle blue Oxford shirt?
Your peri what? I'm not one to notice those things, but I do notice comfort. My new Hanes undershirts are soft and fit great and have become a staple in the Golick household.
We don't agree on much, but we do agree that Hanes has perfected comfort and fit with the new Hanes Lay Flat Collar undershirts. Look for Hanes undershirts in stores now.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Double dip, double down, double the fun, all good doubles. But nothing beats double the savings at Kearney Yamaha. Right now, cash in on double savings at Kearney Yamaha when you buy a new Yamaha ATV or motorcycle. That's right, double savings. Now through the end of the month, Kearney Yamaha is having a double rebate sale. For example, buy a new Yamaha Grizzly and the guys at Kearney Yamaha will double the $700 rebate to $1,400. Buy a Yamaha Star motorcycle and the $1,000 rebate magically doubles to $2,000.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha, and it's our annual double rebate sale. The perfect time to save tons of money and get the Yamaha ATV or motorcycle of your dreams. There's never been a better time to get a new machine from Kearney Yamaha.
So whether you're looking for fun or a fuel-saving motorcycle, you can save up to $2,000. And farmers, if your ATV has seen better days, now is the time to upgrade and save big. Double savings now through August 30th at Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Northwest winds will also stay gusty at times. Clear skies continue tonight with a low around 50. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 63.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you, dude, of the weekend here. A little Wayne for you, just because Doug's gone and he really hates this song. So we make it a point every time Doug is gone, which it's been lots of summer, but Lord knows he works a lot the rest of the time.
Yeah, he's a hardworking guy. We made a lot of people winners, three people winners, to be precise here, of tickets to see legendary guitar player Walter Trout and the Radicals at the Garage on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Aaron of Kearney, Dave of Kearney, Jason of Kearney, all a pair of tickets for each of those guys. Chance for you to win a pair of tickets coming up on Monday and Tuesday shows as well.
Awesome. We got to head to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining here. Derek, this is from Andy. He chimes in. The hurdler's name was Ryan Braithwaite.
Yes, the guy you thought was from Bermuda.
Yes, actually he's from Barbados, and I apologize for that. I was incorrect on that. You are correct. He went to Barton County Community College. It's a
small world.
Small world, and you're watching the track and field championships, and one of those guys right south of here in Kansas goes to college, and it was like three of them right down to the wire. He didn't even know he won. I mean, it's like they finish and they're waiting, and
the best race is photo finishes, right?
Yeah, they got to go to get all three of them, take the pictures down, and then it took a while. I mean, they were down and they were all rested up. And they
no photo finishes for Usain Bolt though. He's all on his own.
No, photos for second.
And this is something else. We were just watching a deal here on SportsCenter that they had up about Usain Bolt. Something I found really interesting. He's just setting all these world records. He broke his own world record last night in the 200 meter. It said in the 2004 Olympics he was eliminated in the first heat of the 200 meter. He didn't even make it through the first heat of the 200 meter qualifying in 2004, and now he owns the 200 meter record and the 100 meter record. So. Go figure. I'd say he made some improvements over the last 5 years, huh?
Yeah, you got to think something happened. But they test them too much, though.
Yeah, I think you go,
he's on steroids.
That's the sport where they test you and test you and then test you again, and then when you think they're done testing you, then they test you again.
I probably will have to wait and see. Obviously, a lot more football talk 15 days away from the Huskers. Closer to that for the Lopers. And the Broncos in Hastings. On Monday starts our fall-long previews with Merkin Morris, head football coach at Hastings College, head coach at UNK, will set to join us. We want to thank Dave Brown from ESPN for joining us today on Monday. Doug will be back in the studio, recap the weekend in sports. Kind of the last weekend out there. If you're going to get out there, take a little family vacation. I hope you enjoy that and be safe. We'll see you on Monday right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1416 Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings.